We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
The doors are open. The spring 2024 round of Pruning to Prosper is now open. So ladies, if you are interested in running your home efficiently with God at the center of it all, then this is the program for you. It is going to be Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, beginning April 18th. So it'll be April 18th through May 23rd on Thursdays, 10 to noon. And we will have daily accountability and group chats to support you. So it's less time than the winter session, and the price is also less. $200 for 6 weeks, 12 hours of coaching and live Zoom calls with me and accountability. So take advantage of the less time and the less cost for this round of Pruning to Prosper. Grab a friend. It's always more fun with a friend. And you are going to talk about who we call to be. We're going to declutter. We're going to work out that grocery budget of yours. We are going to get a meal plan for your family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for an entire month. We're going to talk about how we all feel overwhelmed, how we can implement some routines to make the overwhelm lessen. And finally, we're going to talk about finding our tribe, because we can't do this alone. We need our tribe of friends. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, please check the show notes for the sign up, and I will see you on April 18th. Take care. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, in Hebrew called Bethzatha, which has five porticos. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been lying there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is troubled, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your pallet and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his pallet and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. We're going to skip ahead to verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working still, and I am working." Good morning, good day. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, and I'm your host, Gina Morton. That Bible passage was a little bit broken up because I didn't want to read the entire chapter to you there, but I think it's a very familiar Bible story where Jesus heals on the Sabbath, and that's why I wanted to kind of skip ahead to that. There's a big chunk I left out, but then you skip ahead to verse 17, where he said that his Father is still working and I am working. So what's going on here, and how does this relate to our lives where it comes to debt and clutter? And you could even say with our health, but I'd like to try not to overwhelm you with too many topics in these podcast episodes. But here's the thing. The man was lying there. He was an invalid, or he'd been paralyzed. In one way or another, he was not able to walk. And whenever Jesus asks a question in the Bible, you really should perk up your ears, because does Jesus really need to ask any questions? So if you see a question coming out of Jesus's mouth, you know it's time for us to stand up and take notice. And here's the thing I want to ask you guys. When it comes to your debt, or it comes to your clutter, do you want to be healed? And I think like our knee-jerk reaction is, of course, yes, I want to be healed. I want to be free of the debt. I want to be free of the clutter. But really, this man laid there for 38 years. And in 38 years, he never found somebody that could take him down to the pool that has the healing water. Like, he just made excuses for 38 years as to why he couldn't find somebody to take him down and hopefully be healed. And that's what I want to ask you guys. Has your debt, has the clutter, has your health just become a comfortable chronic condition? And when I say comfortable, I don't mean that there aren't days where you're completely stressed out. There aren't days where you just really break down and you want change to happen. But for the most part, it's kind of like that phrase, the devil we know. Like, you know the routine of being in debt. You know the routine of shuffling around money from accounts to accounts. You know the routine of playing the credit card game that, you know, you pay off one, you get a zero interest, you do this, right? Or perhaps it's the clutter. You know the routine of every morning is chaotic. Every morning I scream and yell at my kids because we don't know where anything is. Every week I have another reason why I can't clean the bathrooms because it's too cluttered. Or, you know, we've been meaning to get to that room for 38 years. And it's really like, it's nothing that's going to kill you. You're probably not going to go bankrupt. You're probably not going to end up on an episode of Hoarders. But it's just this comfortable, chronic condition. And while you say you want to get better and you want to change, you want to have better money habits, you want to like implement better routines so that your house isn't always cluttered and it's easier to manage, are you really willing to get healed? You have to ask yourself this and really be straight with the answer. Do you want to be healed? And if so, what are you waiting for? Do not let 38 years go by where you just live in this constant cycle of debt and clutter and yo-yo dieting. Decide today that you're going to begin, that you're going to let Jesus into your life. You're going to ask him for direction. You're going to ask him for healing. You're going to ask him to show you the way. And then you're going to get to work and you're going to pick up your mat and you're going to go. And the reason I skipped over a bunch of verses and I jumped to verse 17, but Jesus answered them, "My Father is working still and I am working," because Jesus was getting grief for healing on the Sabbath. But I want you to remember that God never takes a day off. So the minute you decide that you are ready, guess what? He's on duty. He's going to be right there with you. So I want you to begin today. I want you to really talk to yourself about your desire to be healed. I want you to make a game plan. I want you to sign up for the budget Q&A that's in the show notes. I want you to sign up for Printing to Prosper, which is my group coaching course where I help you run your home efficiently with God at the center of it all. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a full-time working mom, whether you're a combination of the two, we could all learn ways to run our homes more efficiently. And you're going to get tips and tricks and support on getting out of debt, sticking to your meal plan, sticking to some decluttering, and you're just going to get started really on getting your house running like a tight ship. That's the name of my decluttering business here in Pennsylvania, Tight Ship Mama. If you're local and you would like help with me physically coming into your home and helping you to declutter, you can reach me via my email, and that's in the show notes as well. Have a great day, guys, and I will see you on Saturday for a 5-minute declutter with me. Take care.